We live in a time, of world that's what's in it for me in our society. God has called each and every one of us to serve. If you read the Word of God, we are to serve each other. But people work harder and harder to get out of work all the time. So much that we become busier and busier. How many of us have extra time in our life? Not many of us are raising our hands very much. Because of we get so busy and we get caught up in this world, the thinking of that we need things when the things may just be distracting us from God. And maybe distracting us from hearing God. I found a few churches for some fun to look at what they're putting on their boards out in front of their church to get people's attention. This one was a good one. Staying in bed shouting, "Oh God," doesn't constitute going to church. Amen? I mean, you're looking at 1 Corinthians 12:12 tells us that we're in the body. And we're many parts of the body. And we feel part of the body. If one of us are missing and staying gone from the church, if we're staying in bed or just not going, part of the body is missing. Would you agree? I like this church. It gives a guarantee. Salvation guarantee, or your sins cheerfully refunded. Think about that. Does it get somebody's attention? For the geeks out there, I have this one. We live in a time that we think that the computer can answer all questions, or Google. But are people opening the Word of God looking for true life change? Do we open up the book of our life and the manual that can make the most impact? This was the one that really got my attention. God is calling us all the time. Do we confirm His calling? Or do we push the ignore button? And Jesus is our friend and Savior. Or do we get our life so busy that we don't even hear from Him and just ignore it? You have to answer these questions yourself. Do you sometimes ignore the Holy Spirit moving inside of you? Or are you too busy to even hear it? Why do people take the time to share their faith? Well, Matthew 28, 18 and 19, you've heard me preach it all the time. And if Tana was here, she probably can repeat it downstairs if she's downstairs right now and know what's being said. That we're called to do this. Jude 1:3 says that we encourage to share salvation. In Colossians 1:12, it talks about the giving. And we should be joyful, for the Father has qualified us to share the eternal life and the holy pleasure that we have to share it with others. But let's look at Matthew 28. Okay? And it says, this would be the NIV 18. It says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And I took and I looked at different word meanings. And the word "going" is what the Holy Spirit had me stop on. It doesn't say sit on your butt and hope they come to your church. Doesn't say sit and just wait, I will deliver. It says going. So I did a little more research and I looked at, well, what's the word "going" mean? And the Strong Concordance tells us that it's definitely that we are going to traverse or travel, depart to. So that doesn't mean sitting in our church. It means depart to go someplace, to take a journey. We are supposed to be getting off our chairs and going to talk to others. Dave Lewis does a great job of this. But some of the times we need to just be doing it in the store. If somebody's with us that's there, just smile. That's how you can start a conversation. I've even been asked why I wear some t-shirts or sweatshirts that announce different things. I have one that says Gap on it. You know, God answers prayer. It gets people thinking questions, and they want to talk to you about it. But I'm looking at, this was just a warm-up to get us thinking for the study. As we're going to study God's Word, are we really listening, or are we tuning out the pastor? As we study God's Word, are we on the edge of our chair saying, I want to learn something today. I want to walk out of here gleaning something, having a golden nugget, knowing that I've met with Christ and seen Christ and heard from God and having life changing. Does the Word of God change you and in your life? I hope so. For we should be opening the Word of God to become more like Him in understanding. So let's pray for what we're going to be learning. Dear Heavenly Father, I commit the rest of this time that I speak, Lord. May the words that come out of my mouth be something that You want us to hear, Lord. As I studied, I prayed, Lord, and I pray again now that our ears are opened. May the Word of God speak to us. May the Holy Spirit be present, stirring in our heart so we can hear from You, Lord. We ask You to prepare our hearts to hear Your Word. Amen. Heaven or hell? It's your choice, which you want, up or down. There is no middle ground. So if anybody's riding the fence, I'll tell you that if you're out hunting and we see a pheasant walking on the fence, it gets shot. If you're walking on the fence, you're not walking with Christ. It's very clear. So you have to make a choice. What is your choice? And we'll get into the scripture today. 1 John, open your Bibles to 1 John 2. We'll be starting in 18. The reason it's good to open your Bible is I have one version up here. That's the NIV. But you may have a different version that gives more meaning. And as you study the Word of God, it's good to look at it in alternative ways and understanding. Because we're going to find out in the Scripture today, the Holy Spirit that is in you can help you lead. In fact, today we were short a Sunday school teacher. But within the body, one rose up and was able to lead because the Holy Spirit is in them and can help teach them how to lead. Paul is telling us right now to pay attention. So he says, dear children, John is teaching this. I apologize. I was in Paul last time. But looking at John is teaching us here. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. Hitler, Stalin, Napoleon, or all people that have been looked at, have been claimed by others to look at as being anti-Christian. That would qualify them to be anti-Christ. Are we prepared to be in the last hour? I know there's a sister out there that preaches we need to be prepared. We do. They went out from us. They being the ones that are not of Christ. But they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. John is writing for the people that left Christianity were never a part of it. Matthew 7:22 through 24 talks about how they say, Lord, Lord, and they prophesize in His name. And they even sometimes drive out demons in His name. But what did Jesus say to them? when they were in front of him? I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So just for somebody has a fish on their car doesn't make them a Christian. Just of a pastor preaching the word and taking it out of context does not make them a follower of Christ. You, the body, need to be wise enough to know who to follow. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. You know the truth. For the Holy Spirit is in you, and the Word of God will never mislead you. The Word of God is truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. The truth is the Word of God. And it doesn't lie, and it doesn't contradict itself. The Word of God, as you open it, is a whole book that builds on each book in the Bible. And you will never be misled. Who is a liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is Christ. It's very clear. Such a man is an antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. Kim Jong, the leader of Korea, very clear is an anti-Christian. Makes him an antichrist. Anyone that is not of Christ is an antichrist at different levels and different sizes. If you have a leader that talks badly about God, Jesus Christ, is an antichrist. You need to be paying attention to this. For if they're leading you away from God, that's taking you away from where God is calling you to be. This is actually a poster that was printed and publicized in Russia. Stalin was there telling people to get away from Christianity. John is telling us, do not follow these individuals, these men or women that lead you down the wrong way. You know the truth in your heart, for God has put the truth there. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. We know this in John 14, 6 through 14. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Philip asked Jesus, Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus responded, you just don't get it. I and the Father are one. Just think, one of the 12 apostles didn't even understand it fully, and he was right there and had to ask the question. And Jesus made it clear for us to understand. I and the Father are one. If you've seen Him, you have seen Me. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and the Father. And this is what He promised us. Ever eternal life. Even eternal life. When Jesus spoke, He was saying, I am the light to the world. Whoever follows Me will not be in darkness. Just think of this. What is darkness? Would you consider darkness evil? And what's done in the dark evil? I would. You'll find more crimes are happening in the evening than during the day. And most of the people like to keep their sins hidden. But when you bring things to light, you'll find that things are healthier. John says, I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Trying to lead you astray. Anything that keeps you from God is leading you astray. So if your work is so busy that's all that's in the front of your mind, and you don't have time for God, it's leading you astray. If you don't take the time to be with God, and your fun activities, whatever they may be, are leading you astray. If you have more time to watch the TV than spending time with God, the devil's box, which has been referred to by one of my mentors, is leading you astray. Because how many times do we watch a TV show that we've seen more than one time? As for you, the anointing you received from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. Wow. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. You do not have to have a pastor teach you the Word of God. I love to see you on Sunday mornings, and this is a great time that the body comes together, but the Word of God can be read by you. And the Holy Spirit is in you to help you understand. Many of you that know me closely understand that I hated the book of Job. Literally, for many years, did not like that book. How could a God take 10 children from you and replace them with 10 more? At that time, I only had John and Justina's children, and I could not understand how God could take two of my children and replace them with two more. There's not a child out there that could replace John Jr. or Justine. They are unique individuals. And I struggled with this, and I read Job over, and I read Job over. Finally, one day, you know what I said? Holy Spirit, teach me, because my understanding is not following the Word of God. I am not getting it. How could a God do this? I'm not understanding. And the Holy Spirit finally said, read the beginning slowly, John. So I read it. And as I finally understood, Job gave burnt offerings for each one of his children so that they were justified. So when his children died, where did they go? To heaven. And when he had 10 more kids, from my understanding, they were all blessed as well. They would go to heaven as well. So how many kids did he have in heaven? 20 kids in heaven. And this man has got to be just ecstatic for having 20 kids in heaven. And you know what? How long do we live on this world? 100 years? A short time? And how long will he have eternity with all 20 children? Forever. So my understanding of the Word was finally revealed to me for the reason I prayed that the Holy Spirit would teach me and open my eyes so that I can see. And now, dear children, continue in Him so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. The Him would be Jesus Christ. He is coming back. We know that. And may we not be ashamed. The world would like us to get into pride. If you've known me years ago, my wife will contest to this right away. As a young man, I was very prideful. Some people would even say self-arrogant. And I admit to that. I'm a better man today than I was earlier. And then we have our insecurities. We're not secure, and a lot of these things bring us doubt because the world and Satan picks at us. And we sometimes buy into the doubt, which we shouldn't, and that's where your depression comes through. We need to stop them things and be confident and secure in Christ, knowing that He has made us righteous. And that it is about Jesus. So when Jesus comes back, we are proud to say, Jesus, we follow You. We are with you. God is our Father. If you know that He is righteous, which He is, Jesus Christ, you know that everyone who does what is right is born of Him. Born of Him. To be born again. John 3:3 talks about that. To be born again. Not of flesh, to go back into the mother's womb, but to be born of a spiritual nature. To be away from this world, but reunited through Christ to God. So what have you learned? What are some of the takeaways, the nugget? Hopefully you learned that we are in the last hour. The more and more things that we see of people claiming to be Christ and claiming that they know the way. And we see the pains and the struggle in this world is too. The last days are coming. And the Antichrist is coming because we've seen more and more anti-Christian themes. Our nation, a Christian nation, is being ripped apart. And it's not by the body or even the whole nation, because I believe we still have Christian values, but it's from others from the outside that are ripping apart the Christianity of this nation. Our own government is a part of this by wanting to deface the money and taking "In God We Trust" off of our money. And there's the ones that are out there that are showing that they don't belong. Many people preach the Word of God, but they don't preach the truth of the whole Word of God. There's different denominations that are docking on door to door to take people away from Christianity, to have them become part of their group. And the Bible is very clear. Better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck than ever be born. For they are leading God's people away. Anointing. Did you know that you have an anointing on your heart? God has called you. You have accepted. And through that acceptance, that anointing is on you. You are blessed. Amen? You know the truth. By that anointing, you have the truth of God in you. And that truth helps you understand who is the liar. You have the right to call out a liar. For if you know the word is true, then you have to also know who is the liar. And sometimes call that out so that others aren't misled. And anyone who denies the Son will have a relationship with God. It's very clear, John 14:6. I am the way and the truth and the light. No one comes to the Father except through who? Jesus. Amen. He's promised us eternal life. Think of all these things in this passage. We are promised eternal life by accepting Jesus Christ. There is no doubt. And that you have the ability to open the Word of God. I was once in a church and I was told by a priest that only a priest could teach you the Word of God. And I'll stand here real firm and tell you, I am a very uneducated man, but I can tell you this. The Word of God being opened and read can change your life. The Word of God being opened and followed can give you a better life. Don't let nobody else tell you that you cannot understand. That is not of God. For we are told right here in the Word of God that you have the ability. An anointing is real. It's not a counterfeit. How do you know a counterfeit? Do not study any other religion. We were talking about that earlier. You don't ever study another religion to understand them. You're opening yourself up to the Antichrist. All you have to study is the Word of God. Many of you know that I worked in a bank. And when we teach somebody to look at finding a counterfeit, you only look at the real thing, because then the counterfeits can be seen so much easier. You don't want the bad data in your head. You only want the good data, what a counterfeit looks like. So study the Word of God, and you'll know what a counterfeit is. For He is righteous, and He puts the righteousness in you. Sarah, you are righteous. In the name of Jesus Christ, He has made you righteous. And every time we have these doubts in our world, in our lives, no matter what they are, call it out. I am righteous. I am a son of God. I'm proud of this. And when doubts enter, go to the Word of God. For nothing of God will ever lead you astray. And we come up for worship. Think about this over the next week. Where do you spend your time and your talent? And anything that is not of Christ, call it out for what it is. A liar. And may our song bring us joy in our hearts. Amen.